I stand in an oversized red metal box, up high. Large windows surround me on a clear sunny day. The New York City skyline envelops me. It's surprisingly spacious up here. Enough room for my head to spin, and for me to question my life's choices. Around 12 passengers sit or stand. They scroll on phones. Two women talk about the Rangers. It's mostly quiet, not as I imagined. I wait for the door to close on the elevated tram, for the conductor to key the engine. I'm sweaty, full of regret. We begin our descent. I'm Paul Maniacci, and this is Onomatopoeia, a podcast about the people and places of New York City. In this episode, reaching new heights. I've always wanted to take the Roosevelt Island tram. I love New York City and exploring it from all angles. People say the tram is a beautiful way to see the city from up high. But I would rather be down low on the ground and in control. The tram leaves Manhattan from 59th Street and 2nd Avenue towards Roosevelt Island. These are the only two stops on the line, back and forth. When the tram begins to move, I try to clear my head. I try not to think of the scene in Spider-Man where he has to decide to save Mary Jane.
When some lunatic will come along with a sadistic choice. Let die the woman you love.
Or a Roosevelt Island tram full of children from the Green Goblin.
Suffer the little children.
I think of the buildings, the bridge nearby, the water, so much water, the sky, so much sky. I lean on a pole and the strap handle above keeps hitting my head. It snaps me out of my thoughts. My sweat starts to dry. I look around. The other passengers are calm. They're living their lives above the city, unbothered. One passenger takes photos. It's quite beautiful up here in the sky. The tram moves smoothly. It's automated. The conductor watches videos on his phone. I ignore this. I can do this. The tram occasionally dips, but not like a roller coaster. It rights itself quickly. It's steady. For this, I am grateful. Since I was a child, I've had a fear of heights. Being up high makes me feel wobbly, unbalanced on level surfaces. I get clammy. I don't know why. When I was younger, I moved a lot. I traveled thousands of miles in the air without a scare. Mexico City, Hong Kong, London, these places were home. In Hong Kong, we lived in tall buildings. Most buildings in Hong Kong are tall, amongst the crowded city far below. Is that where this irrational fear of heights developed? Perhaps. It never went away. Today, I choose to be up high, not to get somewhere, but just to be. The tram begins its final decline. The ground is in sight. It comes to a full stop and the door opens. I get off. I exhale. I exit the turnstile. I think about taking the tram back to Manhattan or heading for the subway. This episode of Onomatopoeia was created by me, Paul Maniacci. Onomatopoeia is a production of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism. Joanne Farian is our executive producer and professor. Original theme music by Lee.